If you like what you're about to hear, please consider leaving a review or liking, sharing, commenting, and subscribing on YouTube. I don't take any Patreon money or enable ads for any of this. So if you really enjoy Oldex, please do contact Games Workshop on social media or via email and tell them you'd really like me to narrate their audiobooks for realsies. Oldex. Codex Chaos Space Marines, 4th edition. Pages 8 through 11. Gods and Champions. Written by Gav Thorpe and Alessio Cavatori. Narrated by R.J. Bailey. With great thanks to Alistair for donating this copy of Codex Chaos Space Marines. Gods and Champions. Service to the Chaos Gods promises great reward, but it carries with it immeasurable risk. Those who willingly pledge their lives to the Chaos Gods, devoting their body and soul to the cause of the ruinous powers, become champions of chaos. In the warp, similar thoughts and emotions gather together like rivulets of water running down a cliff face. They form streams and eddies of anguish and desire, pools of hatred and torrents of pride. For billions of years, these tides and waves flowed unceasingly through warp space, and such is their power that they formed creatures made of the stuff of warp space. These instinctual, formless beings gained rudimentary consciousness, and the Chaos Gods were born, vast psychic presences made from the dreams and nightmares of mortals. As the races of the galaxy prospered and grew, so too did their hopes and dreams, their rage and wars, their love and hatred, feeding the Chaos Gods and nurturing their power. Eventually, the gods reached into the dreams of mortals to demand their presence and servitude. A Chaos God can only grow in power through the actions and thoughts of mortals. Those that worship a Chaos God and behave in a way that feeds it are rewarded with strange gifts, extraordinary powers, and potentially immortality as demon princes. As the Chaos Gods battle in the warp, so their followers wage war upon each other in the material universe. The victors of these battles earn more power for their unworldly masters, although the twisted plans of the Chaos Gods are such that often victory is not necessary, merely the sacrifice and battle. When followers of Chaos die, their souls in the warp do not fade and disappear like the spirits of others. Instead, their immortal energy, their souls, are swallowed into the greatness of their gods, sustained forever, increasing the eternal power of Chaos. Khorne. Khorne is the blood god, an angry and murderous god of Chaos, who bellows of insatiable rage echo throughout time and space. His great brass throne sits upon a mountain of skulls in the midst of a plain of splintered bones and lakes of blood, the remains of his followers slain in battle and those killed in his name. Khorne embodies mindless and absolute violence, destroying everyone and everything within reach, slaying both friend and foe alike. The followers of Khorne are always ferocious warriors, for the blood god abhors the trickery of magic and cowardly sorcerers. Men turn to Khorne for the power to conquer, to defeat their enemies in battle, to wreak bloody vengeance, and to attain unimaginable martial prowess. The most fanatical and dedicated of his followers, those trapped fully within his clawed grasp, know that he desires only wild slaughter. Khorne cares not from whence the blood flows, only that it does. Champions of Chaos. Although there are untold billions who worship the Chaos Gods, for the majority of followers, the Chaos Gods offer simply the chance for power and wealth in a universe where such things are not easily attained. Then, there are the few men and women who dedicate their lives to becoming the warriors of the Chaos Gods. For these followers, the allure of Chaos is even stronger. The champions of chaos have a deep, fervent belief in the chaos gods, and their commitment is total. They swear their lives and deaths to chaos. Those who dedicate themselves to the service of chaos in this way are doomed to an all-or-nothing existence as champions in the service of one dark power or another. The reward for those that please their god is ultimate power. For those that fail, it is endless oblivion. To achieve greatness in the eye of their chaos god, the chaos champions will carry out any act, no matter how vile. A champion of chaos does not simply praise and venerate the gods of chaos. He swears his life and soul to their service, bargaining his own being in exchange for power and patronage. Granted the knowledge and strength of chaos, a champion can go on to lead armies, conquer worlds, and achieve greatness and immortality. At the same time, the gods who choose to favor this champion can influence him so that even as he furthers his own ambition, he also furthers the dominance of his patrons. Chaos champions are the leaders of the forces of chaos, and the majority of them were once in the Adeptus Astartes, though a few have less vaunted histories. It is a great irony that the abilities that make Space Marines the finest defenders of the Emperor are also tremendous preparation for success as warriors of the Chaos Gods. The physical transformations required to make a Space Marine create a body that is strong and resilient, making most Space Marines resistant to the mutating effects of Chaos, allowing a Chaos Space Marine to better survive the attentions of his capricious masters. Just as their bodies benefit from the changes wrought upon them by the ancient technologies of the Imperium, so too are the minds of Space Marines honed to an incredible focus and force of will. These are qualities that stand a man in great stead if he is to become a Chaos Champion. Those who have no driving clarity of thought, who lack the mental steel to succeed, will be engulfed by the swirling anarchy of chaos, or swiftly overthrown by more ambitious and ruthless underlings. Tzeentch. Tzeentch is known by many titles, including the Changer of the Ways, Master of Fortune, Great Conspirator, and Architect of Fate. He is the great sorcerer, the god of magic, and master of the mutable stream of destiny and time. Tzeentch is the most weirdly disturbing of all the chaos gods. His skin crawls with constantly changing faces that leer at and mock those who look upon him. As mighty Tzeentch speaks, these faces repeat his words, often with subtle but important differences of intonation and meaning. Plotters and schemers find themselves drawn to Tzeentch, especially those who crave magical power to achieve their goals. Politicians and leaders, magisters and cultists, all are inexorably drawn along convoluted paths of fate, using Tzeentch to achieve their dreams and aspirations, but ultimately they are led into Tzeentch's eternal schemes. No man could fully comprehend the full nature of the intricately woven, multi-layered plots of Tzeentch, and even to attempt to do so is to court insanity. In fact, Tzeentch does not have a grand plan, an ineffable goal to fulfill. For Tzeentch, the mere act of plotting and endlessly entwining the brief fates of mortals is fulfillment enough. There is no end to his scheming, for he desires no end. Tzeentch can never achieve an ultimate aim, for it would be the end of ambition, and hence the end for the Lord of Destiny.
In the embrace of Great Nurgle, I am no longer afraid, for with his pestilential favor, I have become that which I once most feared. Death.
Kulvain Hestarius of the Death Guard. Chaos Warbands. Except perhaps a few dedicated to Khorne, champions of chaos do not live and fight alone. Other Chaos followers are drawn to them, either by the will of the gods or through a champion's growing glory and reputation. These are the warbands of Chaos, and they can vary in size from a handful of individuals to mighty hosts that rival an Imperial Guard regiment in power. The most successful champions of Chaos command vast armies of devoted warriors. For Chaos Space Marines, these warbands are mostly composed of comrades they fought alongside in the legions or their chapter. However, it is not uncommon for renegades with very different histories to find a common cause in their service to the ruinous powers of Chaos. Nurgle. Nurgle is the great lord of decay, who presides over physical corruption and morbidity. Disease and putrefaction, the inevitable entropic decline of all things, are the wonders he bestows upon the universe. The god's immense body is bloated with corruption and exudes a sickly, diseased stench. His skin is greenish, leathery, and necrotic, its surface pockmarked with boils, running sores, and infestations. From his exposed guts spill tiny demons, the Nurglings, who sup upon the filthy juices that pour from Nurglings' festering wounds. It is to free themselves from despair, the mortal dread of illness, starvation, and death, that men turn to Grandfather Nurgle. He is a warm, welcoming god who prides himself on the achievements of his followers, gifting them with hideous diseases, even as he protects them from pain and the ravages of death. The fear of death can be found in the hearts of all sentient creatures, and so there is no shortage of mortals willing to sacrifice their immortal souls in return for the corrupted preservation of their physical bodies. Slaanesh. Slaanesh is the youngest of the Chaos gods, and known as the Prince of Chaos, or the Prince of Pleasure. Alone of all the Chaos gods, Slaanesh is divinely beautiful. He is as seductive as only an immortal can be, disarming in his innocence, utterly beguiling in his manner, and irresistibly tempting in his words. Slaanesh can assume male, female, and hermaphroditic form at will, and it is impossible for a mortal to look upon him without losing his soul and becoming a slave to Slaanesh's slightest whim. Mortals that seek charisma and fellowship turn to Slaanesh, for his gifts can make one popular and inspiring. Poets and artists are drawn into his gaze by the promise of inspiration and fame, while even the hardiest warriors might seek the adulation of the masses and the unflinching loyalty of their followers. Yet as one continues in the service of Slaanesh, such pleasures grow stale, and his servants are driven on to search for ever greater sensations, ever higher acts of self-fulfillment and worship, until only the most decadent and debased acts can stir their emotions. The warbands compete with each other as much as they fight against aliens and the forces of the Imperium. Resources are precious and hard won in the Eye of Terror, and control of cities, continents, and worlds is vital to maintain power. Most valued of all is the favor of the Chaos Gods. Champions and their warbands must constantly prove their dedication to their patrons. Champions earn rewards from their gods by destroying their patrons' enemies and achieving obscure missions and quests. On the demon worlds in the Eye of Terror, hundreds of warbands strive in battle to best each other for possession of diabolic artifacts, ancient knowledge, and great weapons and machines of war. They are pitched into eternal conflict for sacrifices to make to their gods and the power to summon demonic warriors to their cause. When not battling each other, warbands of Chaos Space Marines are a roving threat, roaming bands of warriors intent on slaughter and loot. From bases hidden in asteroid fields and upon the surface of deserted moons, aboard painstakingly maintained starships that predate the Horus Heresy. They watch and wait, preying upon the vulnerable, gathering in strength, where a cruel blow can be struck against the despised Imperium of Man. Spawndom and Demonhood. There are ultimately but three fates that await a champion of Chaos. A life of war is a dangerous one, and most will die upon some field of battle, forgotten by their god, but sometimes immortalized in legend by their followers and comrades. These champions become nothing more than blood-soaked sacrifices to Chaos, their goals unachieved, their ambitions unfulfilled. A champion of Chaos that survives the constant battles will gain more and more favor from his gods. These gifts can come in many forms. Some champions may be sent more followers. Those with a mind for such things might learn potent spells, while all champions eventually exhibit strange, inhuman powers. Most of the gifts of the gods take the form of physical changes. Mutations. Some mutations are beneficial, some harmless, and others can be debilitating. Though such rewards can make a Chaos champion a fearsome fighter, he risks receiving so many gifts and becoming so mutated that he loses all control of himself and becomes a Chaos spawn. Even the superhuman body of a Space Marine can only withstand so much corruption. Can contain only so much unnatural power. When this limit is breached, the Space Marine that once was is gone forever, and all that is left is a gibbering Chaos spawn. Insane and physically bizarre, the Chaos spawn are nothing more than mindless, howling monsters of mutated flesh. Most die quickly, their contorting bodies ripped apart by rampant mutations. Of those that do not die instantly, some are abandoned by their warbands to wander the demon worlds until they are killed, while others are kept as pets and beasts of war by those that were once their followers. The third fate of the champion is the one for which all these risks are taken, to which the champion has dedicated his life to achieving. Demonhood. The champion is elevated to a demon prince. His flesh becomes the immaterial substance of the warp, and his mortal life is cast aside. A follower of Chaos who becomes a demon prince is an immortal and all-powerful warrior who will serve his god for eternity. Some demon princes leave behind their mortal followers and join the nightmarish demon hosts to plague worlds across space and time. Others remain the leaders of their warband, now granted an eternity to bask in the adoration of their minions and earn even greater power in the eyes of their gods. You have been listening to Oldex, Codex Chaos Space Marines, 4th edition, pages 8 through 11, Gods and Champions. Written by Gav Thorpe and Alessio Cavatori. Narrated by R.J. Bailey. With great thanks to Alistair for donating this copy of Codex Chaos Space Marines. Thank you to Gav Thorpe and Alessio Cavatori for writing the fiction I grew up with. If you've enjoyed this, please leave a review where you found it, or like, share, and subscribe on YouTube, depending how you're listening. This production, like all of Oldex, is entirely unofficial and uncommercial from an out-of-print publication, is a derivative work with all copyrights owned by Games Workshop, and is a celebration of the hobby and lore I grew up with. If you have suggestions for other old Codex fiction for me to narrate on this podcast, you can comment, contact me on Twitter at rjbailey, or email robertjbailey@gmail.com. Links are in the show description. I don't take any Patreon money or enable ads for any of this, so if you really enjoy Oldex, please do contact Games Workshop on social media or via email and tell them you'd really like me to narrate their audiobooks for realsies.